Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrne. This week, we'll hear two stories about the healing power of music. First, we'll meet a doctor who says that music can be as powerful as prescriptions.
It's something that seems to be comforting, that seems to be uplifting, that seems to create happiness.
Then we'll meet a man who was born with a disability but overcame it to form his own rock band, the Mendenhall Experiment.
This guy cut his finger off, and he's opening for Megadeth. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to play guitar.
Stories of music and healing on this week's American Cafe. The late Bob Marley once said, "One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain." Our first guest, Dr. Kenny Davin Fine, thinks that Marley might have been onto something. A gastroenterologist who has worked at Baylor University Medical Center and the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School, he's also a singer and musician. He told me that music can have both positive and negative effects on our overall energy and well-being.
And it's been shown that classical music in particular is the most universal, strengthening, or life force uplifting music. But really, almost any music is, with only one requirement, it seems, and that is that it has a regular or regular rhythmic beat.
Dr. Fine said that syncopated beats don't seem to have the same positive effect as a constant pulse, and that what is being sung matters. Negative lyrics can have a negative effect.
Something with a real negative message, what they quoted in the book that I read about it was called death metal, you know, not classic rock heavy metal, but you know, something that has a message and an energy that would be opposite of love, because love is the uplifting force of the universe.
Dr. Fine has created the Finer Health, Finer Life Traveling Musical Medicine Show. He says that playing an instrument or just singing for fun, like karaoke or alone in your living room, helps people live better, healthier lives.
You know, there's the kind of cliche of when we're afraid, you know, sing or whistle a happy tune or something like that. You know, it's something that seems to be comforting, that seems to be uplifting, that seems to create happiness. And then as far as the instruments go, there's no question that challenges the brain, it stimulates people in a very positive way. That's what musical therapy is, or music therapy, to be distinguished from what we call therapeutic musicians, who are professional musicians that go into a healing environment to play music, to soothe, to relieve anxiety, to uplift people's spirits, and of course children always love music.
If you would like to learn more about Dr. Kenny Davin Fine or his work with music and healing, we will have links to his webpage on our Facebook page. Brandon Mendenhall knows all about the power of music. Born with cerebral palsy, Brandon's left side was largely paralyzed, and his left hand had very limited movement. But you wouldn't know that if you saw him now, as the rhythm guitarist of the band The Mendenhall Experiment. Brandon, the son of a teenage mom who was adopted by his grandparents in Kankakee, Illinois, said he first became interested in music through their album collection.
But then I got introduced to the heavier side of things when somebody let me borrow a copy of Nine Inch Nails' Downward Spiral. And then shortly after that, I found that very first Korn record, and everything in my life changed from that point forward. That was the moment where I was like, music can be like this, and I related to it. And, you know, just the story behind the guitar player kind of inspired me to go forth.
Brandon says he took inspiration from Korn guitarist James Monkey Schaefer, who lost a part of the index finger on his left hand and took up the guitar as a way to rehabilitate his hand.
And reading that story about Monkey was enough juice and fodder for me to go to my grandmother and say, hey, this guy cut his finger off and he's opening for Megadeth. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to play guitar.
But being inspired and actually overcoming his disability were two different things. Brandon told me that he started to make progress when he learned about how Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones used open tunings on his guitar to make music.
It made me realize that if I down-tune my guitar, then I can kind of do like one finger or two finger bar chord movements and still get that full sound and be able to play rhythms, which then allowed me to focus on what I deem most important, and that's writing a good song.
Brandon formed his group, the Mendenhall Experiment, in 2008. It features brothers Bruce and Mike Lira on drums and lead guitar, respectively, bass player Nathan Stockton, and singer Mario Valadez. They released their first EP in 2017 and have just completed tours with Flaw and Smile Empty Soul, as well as with Co-op, a band that features Alice Cooper's son Dash. Brandon's story has also been made into a documentary, Mind Over Matter. Brandon told me he hopes his story inspires others to pursue their passions, whether it's music, art, or something else.
Find whatever it is that you're passionate about and grab onto it and go after it 110%. And you're going to be met with obstacles. But I think the key is to always find a way around those obstacles, because if you can't go at something one way, there's always an alternate route to get there.
Mind Over Matter has won awards at several film festivals and opens January 25th on all digital platforms. If you want to know more about Brandon or the film Mind Over Matter, we will post links to it on our Facebook page. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. Thanks to our guests this week and to you for being with us. I'm David Byrd in Washington.